We are seeing shares of NVIDIA sliding ahead of their earnings report today. Reporting after the bell, there's investors really expecting a strong quarter again, with the company projecting revenue of $7.4 billion in Q4. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Dan Halley, who is following this for us today. Dan, this is the first report since, you know, we know that the ARM deal fell apart. Analysts certainly not expecting a big hit on that front. But what specifically are you going to be looking for?
Yeah, that's right, Akiko. The ARM deal basically, I mean, you know, even when it was announced and since then and after, you know, it was announced that it was falling apart and wouldn't come to fruition, really didn't seem to impact the stock very much at all. But let's just take a look at the numbers. As you said, we're expecting $7.4 billion in revenue. That's going to be up from the previous Q4 of $5 billion in revenue. So a big jump there. Really, the big things to look at are the data center, gaming, and automotive. And data center, obviously, where a lot of people are investing into the stock because they see the AI capabilities that NVIDIA has as being really a catalyst for it going forward. So we're looking for revenue there of $3.15 billion. That would be up from $1.9 billion in Q4 last year. Then on the gaming side of things, gaming still the breadwinner for NVIDIA, but the data center branch closing in. Gaming, we're expecting $3.36 billion in revenue. That's up from $2.49. And automotive, you know, they're adding more and more capabilities here, but still, it's not really a breadwinner at all. You're not going to see a lot of revenue out of it. We're expecting $52 million in the quarter. That's up from $145 million. And, you know, I think really what would be a solid move for NVIDIA, obviously a win on the data center front. Gaming, still, as I said, the major focus for the company as far as revenue goes, but they're really pushing that into the data center more. I think, you know, what they need to do, at least as far as the gaming side goes and for consumers, is deal with the inability for consumers to get their hands on their products. And when they do, their prices are just jacked up to the moon. So, you know, they're still dealing with the issue of the chip shortage and crunch. And, you know, when we spoke with CEO Jensen Huang a few months back, he said that there's really no silver bullet for this kind of issue and that it'll probably come to an end around sometime in 2023.
And then, Dan, you've got a story up on Yahoo Finance this morning about a partnership between NVIDIA and Jaguar Land Rover. I feel like you have to pronounce it Jaguar Land Rover. Apparently, they have a Drive Hyperion 8 with Drive Orin platform. I don't know what that means. Walk us through exactly what the significance of this is.
Yeah, so their Drive Hyperion 8 platform is basically their kind of go-to autonomous driver safety platform. It uses Orin computers, two of them for redundancy inside the actual vehicle with a suite of sensors. We're talking about everything from cameras to ultrasonic sensors. And really, this is going to allow future Jaguar, I think that's what you were going for, and Land Rover vehicles from 2025 on to have this technology built in and allow for things like some autonomous driving. We're not talking about full autonomy or promising anything along those lines, but it could be, you know, in previous writings that I've done on the Drive Hyperion platform, level 3 out of level 5 goes from 0 being you driving to 5, the computer driving. So a level 3 with, you know, some driver assistance technologies. Eventually, though, when I spoke to the companies, they said that could lead down the line to full autonomy. So they're not promising that anytime in the near term, especially not in 2025. But one of the more interesting aspects of this, outside of NVIDIA providing all of this to every single Jaguar, now I'm messing it up, trying to say Jaguar and Land Rover in my American voice and a pseudo British accent. But one of the things that they said was that they're going to continue to provide updates for years to come. That's the lifetime of the vehicles. Now, that's something that usually you don't get. You don't even get that with smartphones. I mean, you usually hear that you'll get 5 years of updates on a smartphone. They're promising lifetime updates for these vehicles. How exactly that's going to play out as we see different technologies enter cars, you know, I'm not entirely sure. I was explaining this morning how I still have my car from 2007. I don't have a screen in it. I have a 6-disc CD changer and a wire that connects to my iPhone. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be able to get any updates. You think that's, you know, 13 years old, 14 years old. So if you look at something like this into the future, you know, it's really hard to know how they're going to do that. But it's a heck of a promise, I'll tell you.
Wait, is it one of those cassette things with the wire where like you feed it in and you have to connect it to the aux to your phone? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it does have an aux plug in it. So I can at least use that, but it does run through the aux wire into my iPhone. But we just bought a new car. We have, you know, all the bells and whistles on it. But, you know, I'm not getting rid of my Mustang. Come on, that's a classic.
Well, until you get one of those Jaguars. Yahoo Finance's Dan Alley.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. There we go. Thanks so much for breaking all it down for us.